Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's see what's happening to South African singer, songwriter, musician, and producer Jack Stone. What's happening, dude?
How's it, man? I'm pretty good in yourself.
It's very good to meet you after having listened to your music. That hair, bro. That hair is levels.
It's a Pantene moment. Eh?
Dude, it's such a Pantene moment. Your hair, I mean, how long is that hair?
I don't know, dude. It's like, it's forever long. I can't remember when I didn't have long hair, so.
It's probably like 50 centimeters or something ridiculous like that. I don't know. Could do.
It's longer than hers.
Wow, yeah. Is this Bay that's sitting here?
It is,
this
indeed.
This is Bay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Bay's hanging out, so okay. All right. I might bring Bay into this later. I don't know.
I don't know if that's such a... Wow. She's going to rip me apart, eh?
Would Bay... No, Bay won't rip you apart.
Oh, she does. She
loves
it.
There's nothing to rip apart yet.
She just told me earlier, if she was the presenter, she would, like, take me out one night, get me really sloshed, and get all the facts, and, like, rip me apart. So, dangerous one.
Let's get into all the facts. We talk about you. We talk about this guy, Jack Stone. What are the facts here?
Facts in terms of?
About you, dude. What is it that, if you had to introduce yourself, you would say?
Well, you pretty much introduced what I do quite well. I'm just a down-to-earth, self-taught singer-songwriter. And, I taught myself how to make music and produce stuff. Pretty much in order just to get what's in my head on tape or onto the computer these days, you know. But, I'm a down-to-earth guy. Cape Townian, love it there. I love Joburg. I stayed here for a while as well. That's pretty much it. Simple man.
I love the way you articulated it. To get what's in my mind sort of manifested in reality. And bridging that gap between the vision that you have in your mind or the way that you hear something or the way that you see something and then getting it to actually represent that in real life. I mean, that process for you, are you at a point where if you see it in your mind, you're now fully able to construct it in reality?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how I write most of my songs, you know. I'm not someone that sits down every day and say, oh, I need to write this hit song, I need to do this, or I have to have a quota of 30 songs a month, you know, or whatever the case may be. It pretty much, it sounds a bit like la-di-da and fantasy-like, but I'm one of those guys that... You know, songs just come by themselves. You know, I just kind of capture whatever is there. And luckily, I've been doing it long enough so that if I hear something in my head, I can replicate it. But it has to start inside my mind first. I have to hear it first before I put it down anywhere, you know.
I love this line, music is life, the only universal language that speaks to all races, genders, and religions without having to say a word. That's a quote of yours. Talk to me about that as a responsibility. I mean, do you feel a responsibility with your music to make a positive change in the world, to impact someone if they're having a bad day? And how much does that weigh on your mind and your process?
It definitely is, man. I think that quote's something I put down onto paper when I just started. I think it's, as a musician, I think we all have voices and we should use them, you know. It's not to say that every guy, every musician has to have a certain purpose or whatever, but it's just if you can do something to add to society and add to something positive, because no one likes negative stuff, you know. Add to something positive, you know, you should do it. You know, don't be scared to do it. Don't be scared to raise your voice and lift your opinion on something that you think should be different or is right or wrong.
Talk to me about finding your voice and finding the thing that's going to differentiate you against, you know, other people.
In terms of myself?
Yeah.
You know, I just, obviously every songwriter writes out of his own personal experiences, so for me it's not, you got to listen to the songs, you know, if you can connect to it, then it's great. But mostly I talk about experiences that I've gone through and I try and put it down in a way that it doesn't matter what the situation is, you can still kind of link towards it. So it's a very, very open-end way that I write. You know, I don't preach. I don't write about a certain thing. I write about something, but I make it general. So that people, because I think the most important thing is for people to connect and not feel like they're alone in whatever they're going through. So,
So
whether you write about love or whether you write about politics or whatever the case may be, it is what it is. And if your the listeners have to listen to the song and decide whether they connect. You know, I'm not preaching and saying I'm this and I'm that. I'm just the guy who puts down things to talk about.
when you're going through something, whether it's good or it's bad, but it's something that's got, you know, a lot of emotion attached to it, how cognizant are you of that it could be a song versus just living that moment versus like, oh my word, this would be a great verse or a great chorus?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think, you know, I'm not one of those guys that sit down and think songs the whole time. And I think a good example would be the song that you just played on the intro, The Rapture.
Yeah.
That was a song written during a very, very difficult time in my life. You know, I lost, for the first time, someone very close to me. I lost my stepdad. And I grew up with him, and he was like kind of my pillar in music. He was the one that kind of pushed me and said, you know, rather focus on your music because he believes in what I do.
Mm.
And at the time, you know, I didn't know how to deal with the situation, and never at all did I think that I'm going to use this to write a song. But it so happened that I had this tension and I had this built up emotion and I didn't know how to get rid of it.
Mm.
And I went and sat down in front of the keyboard and in front of the guitar, whatever, and the song came out, and it just resonated with this, you know, obviously this emotion that's what came out. So yeah, it's not about taking every situation and going, ah, that could be a hit or that could work or that could work. It just comes naturally, you know, for me personally. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of it coming naturally, we're going to do a little bit of a unplugged acoustic little thing on the other side of 30 seconds. Jack Stone. Keep making that reference, bro. You must get it all the time. Going to be live on the other side of this.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.